8:20 on a Monday morning, and a familiar face looks at me across the desk there. It is the State Opposition Leader, David Crisafulli. David, hello.
Plenty. Good morning to you and your listeners, and thank you for having me back.
Well, what do we owe the pleasure? What are you doing in our neck of the woods?
I'm here to launch a campaign for a pretty special bloke, actually.
Are you yeah. talking about him?
The guy with the shaved head? Very much talking about him.
It is Mr. Yeah,
David
Lee.
David Lee, by the way.
David Lee, hello.
How are you?
Good,
Andrew?
Good.
Great
good,
to be
good.
Here.
Yeah. Thanks for coming along. Today's the day, the launch day, of course. Many people got invites. I didn't, but that's okay. There's a lot of people I'm talking to going,
I think you might have got an invite, Andrew.
I'm not sure I have.
It's in the post.
Anyway, it's okay. Yeah. It's all right. So what does the day involve exactly, the launch officially?
Great occasion. It's basically marks the official start of my campaign. Mm-hmm. And as you know, I've been campaigning informally now for quite some time,
but
it marks the special occasion. We've got over 100 people representing the community and the business sector, very wide representation, really excited about it. Look, I know it's very early in the morning, but I just want to briefly quote a famous philosopher called Edmund Burke.
Oh, okay.
And he said during the French Revolution, he said, community is about a partnership between the deceased, the living, and the future. And so what I'm going to talk about today is about a vision for Hervey Bay and the importance of legacy, leaving a really good legacy to our future Hervey Bay.
Okay. And what does that involve?
What that involves is I'll be talking today about a thorough, comprehensive review of a blueprint for the future, which is the Wide Bay Burnett Regional Plan. That sets out a blueprint for the next 20 to 25 years, really important. But what's absolutely critical is having that level of partnership and engagement with our local community. You can't set a plan for the future without engaging with the community, and that's what legacy is about. It's about a partnership and engaging with our community and setting a vision for the next 30 years.
Okay, we're not immune. We're probably a good blueprint for the problems we have in society today, David. And you know, I've seen your ad on tally there. You grew up in Townsville, youth crime, etc., and things getting a tad out of hand. Many are touting you to become the next Premier. If that does occur, you've got a lot of work to do, and I can't imagine it's going to be an easy fix.
It's a long road ahead, and we remain the underdog, which is why, you know, we're working.
Do you?
Yeah, we are. And we're trying to create history. We need to win 14 seats, which is a big mountain to climb. And, you know, we do have great candidates, and David Lee's someone who he believes in the community. And what David's done to walk away from a level of government that he loves to be able to run for a state seat is a big deal, and it shows that he loves his community. When I hear him talk about his vision, that's exactly what we want to see, because there's great opportunities for a place like Hervey Bay, but you've got to get the infrastructure right. Mm. You've got to make sure that as people are moving here, it doesn't compromise the lifestyle of those who are already here. And a plan is what will enable you to deliver the housing supply, deliver the roads of the future. But we've got some challenges in the here and now too, mate. And I look at youth crime, and this place isn't immune to it. We've stood with a lot of people who've had their homes and their businesses and their lives ripped apart. I look at the health crisis, and we'll be at the hospital in a couple of hours talking about the ambulance lost hours. And that's paramedics who are sitting at the end of the ramp instead of going out and helping people in their hour of need. I look at the cost of living, and there's a lot of people on fixed incomes here. And when power bills go up by 19.9% in Queensland, which is three times the national average, that's got to come out of somebody's pocket. And we've got solutions for those. But a long-term plan for a place like this matters. And I'm really, really proud to be here for David's launch this morning. I really am.
Okay. You've mentioned a number of problems there. I can't get my head around how a lot of these haven't been addressed. And if it was that easy to fix, surely a lot of this we wouldn't be talking about now if it was that easy.
I'm not suggesting it's easy, but there's a better way. And I'm not going to make excuses. I'm not going to blame other levels of government. We're going to roll up our sleeves and do it. So you talk about youth crime. Well, this calendar year, if government changes in October, we will rewrite the Youth Justice Act. That's not a maybe. That's not an if. That's an ironclad commitment. It is going to happen this year. We will remove detention as a last resort. We will get serious about putting the rights of victims before the rights of offenders. And that means changing the way that the sentencing provisions work. That means giving victims greater visibility. Going to get serious about gold standard early intervention. The broken resi care system, that's kids in state care that don't have discipline in their life to go to school, don't have love, a pathway to foster care and adoption, that's going to change. And the Department of Child Safety will be about resources. We talk about health. Within 100 days, Queenslanders will see what is happening in their hospitals in real time to drive change. Now, the government hides figures. I want to put them out so that we can create a better culture. I'm going to put doctors and nurses back in charge, get serious about triaging. I speak a lot about housing, and this is one of David's great passions. We're going to roll out infrastructure with councils to open up housing opportunities, but I also want to create housing for vulnerable as well. And I want to welcome the community housing sector back to this state. And I want to make sure that the fund for housing, the Housing Investment Fund, delivers new social housing supply to put downward pressure on the bottom end of the market. So we've got solutions to the challenges. I'm not suggesting it's a cakewalk, but I am suggesting there's a better way than what Queenslanders have got for the last 10 years of excuses and failures.
And I guess governing too is all about balancing the books. If we had an endless supply of money, once again, there wouldn't be any issues. So I guess it's just working out how much money we have, where it's going to go.
Well, I'll start and then I'll hand over to a person who has a great pedigree in his business career. But look at the waste of the project blowouts that we've seen. We are dealing with billions of dollars of cost overruns on every project the government has overseen, and they just dismiss it. The Coomera Connector, which is a road project on the Gold Coast, has gone from $1.5 billion to $3 billion. And at the same time, it's gone from 6 lanes to 4 lanes. Now, you wouldn't accept that. You wouldn't in a million years go to a builder and say, okay, I'm looking to build a 4-bedroom house. And he or she says, okay, that's $500,000 construction. And then they come back 12 months later and say, well, actually it's a 3-bedroom house and it's now $1 million. You wouldn't say, oh yeah, that sounds okay. And yet that's what we accept out of government in Queensland. No, I won't accept that. And I'm determined to end the waste and I'm determined to build things on time and on budget. And I want taxpayers to know that we will treat their money with respect.
Materials have gone up. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
But not 100%. Not a doubling in 12 months. Of course things go up. But that's factored into your costs and that's what discipline is. And people might accept from time to time rises because of materials. But they won't accept a doubling. They won't accept a project being smaller than what you promised. They won't accept it being delayed by years. And at the end, we're seeing it across the board in every project this government does, and Queenslanders are paying for it.
And look, costs are going up. And just going back to your earlier point about just going back to infrastructure and if these decisions would be easy, it's not easy. But there's a cost with deferring projects too. So if you kick your project down the line, it gets the cost of that compounds and it gets increasingly more difficult. And to David's point, good sound project management, yes, costs do go up, costs of materials are escalating, but good sound project management requires at the outset that you have the discipline to set the scope for the project, it's properly costed, and you build in a certain amount of contingency into that project to allow for rises and falls in pricing. So to me, it comes down to discipline and having a really solid project management plan and having the discipline to stick to that. And what we're seeing is, you know, ministers for cost blowouts happening all the time where projects are not properly costed to start with. There's not the discipline. You know, you cost for a 4-bedroom house and then suddenly midstream you change your mind and alter the scope. Of course, there's an increasing cost that comes with that. So I think it is about proper planning. It does come back to setting that vision, having a proper plan for the future and having a really good idea of stepping that out. And my vision for Hervey Bay is that, you know, in that first term, I spoke to David about KPI, setting out a vision and working towards and advocating for particular projects and making sure that we've got that properly costed and that you build in that contingency sum to allow inevitably for rising costs in materials.
Okay. The future is, it's going to be a busy one. If you are elected, just reading today, teachers leaving resignation last year, 2,607. That's up from the year before as well. So there's a lot of issues to address here. And I don't envy you, that's for sure. But I do appreciate you guys coming in this morning. David Crisafulli, who could well be the Premier, thank you for coming in. And David Lee, all the best
for
the future.
Andrew.
No doubt we'll be talking at some stage
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your time, Lady. Thank you.